Right.
Let's do it live.
Don't write it, and we'll do it live. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bacon Smiles Podcast. I'm Steve Patera, joined as always by...
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Awesome. We're live on Facebook again. That's why I said, let's do it live. All right, so we got a pretty full, jam-packed podcast for you tonight. I love this new beat. It just gets me going.
My workout beat.
All right, so... Yeah, to recap, we talked to you guys about 2 weeks ago. We're going to try to do this about every 2 weeks, we're hoping. Whatever fits into our schedule. We are busy men. last time was the week before New Year's, week of my birthday, December 30th. That's right. Thank you, everyone out there, for the birthday wishes. I just realized I never did that on Facebook, that I never went out there and was like, hey, thanks to the 100 people that wished me happy birthday. I'm a terrible person.
I'm never wishing you another happy birthday. We're trying to work out this Facebook Live thing.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Here we go. Here we are. And so I'm a terrible person for not thanking everyone for their birthday wishes. So I'll do it here. Thank you, everybody. The other thing we talked about was New Year's resolutions.
That's right.
So apparently I was very vague, even after we talked about not being vague and being specific. Yeah, so my New Year's resolution is to work out at least 3 times a week so that I can not be as chubby as I am right now. Okay. So everyone out there, you can hold me to that. I am going to work out 3 times a week. At least I should work out more than that because I got a lot to lose. So what we're going to talk about today is we have a winter retreat with our youth ministry
coming up.
The planning has been going great. We have a great team. Probably one of the first things we're going to talk about is the fact that it was 3 degrees yesterday, and today I felt like I could wear shorts.
I was wearing shorts. My winter legs were showing and people were freaking out.
It's been crazy up here in Connecticut, for those of you who listen in, let's say, Florida family. 3 degrees yesterday. Three. Unbelievable. Evan's going to share, as always, what's going on in music, Christian music. So that's great. The other thing, we're going to try to start something new here at the Bacon Smiles Podcast. I'd like to start doing the daily gospel readings and then just kind of break it down a little bit. Because I feel like we're lacking a little bit of meat, I love doing this podcast and I love hanging out with my good friend Evan and I like laughing and I like having a good time, but I felt like it was a lot of dessert and we didn't have enough of the meat and potatoes of what makes us Catholic and what makes us Christian. So going to do a little gospel breakdown.
I feel like
I need a radio side effects.
I'll get on that.
It's the gospel breakdown segment. No one's going to laugh at that.
No. That's why we had the canned laughter.
And then, of course, the saint of the day, Saint Bartholomew Alvarez, is a Christian martyr. And we might have a couple News of the Weird. Understand that correctly?
News of the Weird squared.
Awesome. So another thing to just kind of look into, throwing it out there, I've started the 33 Days to Morning Glory in preparation for Marian consecration. So it's consecration to Christ through Mary. Pretty awesome. Just 2 days in. So you do it for the 33 days between Marian feast days. So if you're looking into that, it's a great, I've heard great things. This is the first time I'm doing it. So I'll let you know the next time.
And who wrote that? It's Michael E. Gately?
Yes. Yep. 2 million copies printed and sold, so it's a pretty popular book for Marian consecration. I know a lot of people have done it. Came highly recommended to me, and Brett, who's in our young adult group, is doing it with me. So, shout out to Brett. And so I just wanted to throw that out there. If you're looking for a way to kind of deepen your faith with in like a daily devotional, a daily reading. It's a good way. From what I've been told, I'm only 2 days in. It's easy to read, a couple of pages a night, not a big commitment. I should probably throw that out there too. So, you know, you're not having to read 40 pages a night and you don't feel like you're really working at it. It's that easy. So
cool.
Yeah. You know what? Let's get into this weather thing.
Let's get it.
I never watch or check the weather.
Right.
Ever.
I just figure whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, that's the way that I do it too. The problem is when it's 3 degrees one day and then 53 the next, I can't take it. Today, like I walked outside expecting it to be as cold as yesterday, and I like sweat walking to my car. Like I had the coat on, I got my boots on. I'm ready to just go outside into 3 degree weather like I did yesterday morning. No, nope. Yeah. I walked outside. There was almost no snow left, and
it was warm. My house has southern exposure.
Yeah,
or maybe the other way around. But it has the. My sense of direction is way off. But
my house has exposure to north, east, south, or west.
But it takes forever for the snow to melt. So when I came home today after it being 50 degrees and rainy and all the snow is gone, I was like, yes.
Well, yeah, that, you know, the packed down snow that gets turned into ice because it's been so cold, that's all gone. That was great.
Northern exposure.
But apparently it's going to snow again in a couple of days because, you know, it's Saturday. Connecticut. Why not? It's going to go from 50 degrees to snowing again. Unbelievable. I don't know what to do with, like, that type of temperature change. You're talking about a 50-degree temperature change. That's unbelievable. But, hey, welcome to New England.
Yeah.
Also, we talked about winter retreat.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. Just, you know, tying in with the weather thing, we've had so many differences in weather for our winter retreats over the past time. So I am kind of looking forward to, we're going to a new place, Trinita Retreat House in New Hartford, Connecticut.
The New Hartford.
New and improved. I actually don't know if that's accurate.
I just know ski sundown down there.
Yeah, I've been skiing there. That's cool. But yeah, so we're planning away. I hope some of my confirmation students listen to this podcast. I know some of our peer ministers do. And definitely invite all of you to come to Winter Retreat. Sign up.
Yeah.
You know, make the commitment for the weekend. Make it a commitment to yourself. And for those of you who are not part of our program, look up retreats in your area. I can't recommend it enough to take a weekend away to de-stress and get away from the world. One of the best things that we've started doing over the past few years on our retreats is to get our teenagers to disconnect. Mm-hmm. They put their phones away in a tote and they don't touch them for the weekend. It sounds crazy. You parents out there, you're going, what?
Yeah.
I can't get my kid to put the phone down at the dinner table. You're able to do what? And trust me, I get it. My phone is connected to me all the time. But when they can just de-stress away from their phone.
And be themselves.
And feel really free of that judgment of having to keep their streaks alive on Snapchat, which don't get me started on that. It's just this stress that they put on themselves. And it's just to keep in contact with the people on social media, on texting. If they don't text back or you don't text back in 5 minutes, something must be dramatically wrong. And to be able to disconnect from that, to be able to just be with each other and be with Christ is just an amazing experience. So if you have an opportunity to go to a retreat and really just experience that with Christ. It's just amazing to be able to spend that time in community and with Christ. I definitely highly recommend it. And I'm really looking forward to our weekend with Winter Retreat.
I had a colleague a couple of years ago. He's in his mid-50s, and he and his wife went on a retreat within the last couple of years for the first time. And all the things that we've been experiencing the last few years going on our retreats at St. Bart's, he experienced for the first time. And he was saying, oh, I wish I knew about these sooner.
Yeah.
You know, just being able to get away for a weekend and just chat with other people and just relax and like I said earlier, be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing the feel that you have in that moment and then coming out of it. It's like you walk back into your everyday life feeling recharged and rejuvenated and healthier.
Yeah, and you also, like, where you say, you know, be yourself, you find yourself again.
Yeah.
I feel like on an everyday basis, we all wear so many masks. And we all put on, whether it's the professional face, whether it's the fathering and mothering face, where you have to just, you put so much pressure on yourself. And it's just, how many masks do we wear each day? And that's not, I don't mean that as a negative. I just mean, how many hats, maybe that's a better word, how many hats do you wear each day? And how much has that really changed who you are each day and the stress that you put on yourself? So this is just an opportunity to strip back down and be yourself and be the most simple version of yourself. It's just such a powerful experience to be able to just go and experience a retreat. So like I said, just I really highly recommend it. I just can't speak high enough about it. And to spend that much time in Christ is just truly amazing. I try to think back to how many retreats I've run and how many retreats I've been on, and it's far more retreats that I've run than I've just attended. But being able to just attend things is, it really does feed me to be able to go and help run retreats elsewhere. I was talking to a friend of mine recently. I've been attending these young adult groups, Crossroads for Christ in Columbia, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And my friend Travis puts them together. And I was talking to him about how being able to attend that and not run it helps feed me for the things that I do run. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the podcast where I kind of challenge people out there, where if you're a youth minister and you spend your time running retreats and running confirmation, make sure you take time to feed yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have found recently the struggle to feed myself is real. The struggle to make sure that I'm being fed is real. And seeking out things like I found in the young adult group, Crossroads for Christ, and just being able to go and sit in fellowship and talk about virtues and vices and the pillars of the Catholic faith, just kind of that discussion with each other, and then spending time in adoration and mass together. It's just this really awesome night that helps feed me for the other things that I do, because Jesus will overflow my cup. If I'm trying to lead people to Christ and my cup is empty, I'm not doing a good job. I am doing a disservice to my church. So, I really feel like, that came out where I needed to say that, where I feel like if you're going into things and you're just always the person who's in charge of everything, you can be doing yourself a disservice, that you need to be fed. We all need to be fed. And again, that's something that I really started to kind of re-recognize this past year, where it's like the struggle to keep myself fed just has been more evident to me. So take those opportunities, the daily devotionals. Like I said before, I'm doing this 33 Days to Morning Glory is the name of the book, and 33 days of Marian consecration, just something more to strengthen my faith, something more to feed me every day. So think about it. Think about how daily you feed yourself. How do you get lifted? How do you get fed every day? How is Christ in your life every day? It's just, if you're not thinking about it, then you're probably, if you're not Christ-centered, if you're not thinking about how Christ can be evident in your life, then maybe you're just going through the motions every day. I've been there. And like I said, I don't mean to come off like I'm preaching at you. I've been there. I just want you to know that you're not alone. You're not alone in that struggle of every day just feeling like the same as the day before. Where is Christ guiding you? Where is God just telling you you need to be? How is God trying to feed and fill your heart? Because once you start to notice those little things and you start to get reinvigorated, it can be awesome. Yeah. I have seen what the fire being lit in other people can do to them. And I've seen what the fire being lit in me has done. So if you can start to feel that little bit of burning every day, I guarantee your life will be better.
And I love what you're saying right now, because I feel like that really ties into the reading that we're going to focus on for this podcast. We were talking about that earlier, and just, I won't steal the thunder.
No, go ahead.
But just the excitement that that the leper, after he met Jesus,
had,
and just going around and telling the community about it.
Absolutely. So let's move right into it. The Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to him, and kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began publicizing the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is it, right? Like the things, and again, it's just, let's break it down. This leper knew who Christ was. He knew, like, listen, I know you can clean me of this leprosy. And those of you who don't know, leprosy is like just this infection of your skin that makes it like fall off. And that you were dirty, and no one would touch you. Leprosy still exists in the world. It's not as common as it once was in the time of Christ. It was actually very, very bad, and there were just lepers were not touched, and they were shunned from society. So, not only for this man to have the strength to go up to Christ and say to him, "If you wish, you can make me clean. I know you can. I know you can. Let's do this thing," you know?
Yeah.
And then Christ is like, "Man, I can't say no to you. Look at you. You're hurting. I can't say no to you." And the part to me is like, Jesus is like, "All right, now listen. For me to be able to do what I do, you can't tell anyone. Just be this image of what I can do. Don't tell anyone. Shh, shh, shh." "I know, listen, I know you're excited, but hey, don't, do me a favor, don't tell anyone." And this guy, like, as soon as he got out of sight of Jesus, was like, "Hey, hey, you're never going to believe it." unbelievably, just immediately was like, "Hey, guess what? Jesus cured me. What's up? What's going on? You guys aren't going to believe it. Jesus, yeah, what you know about it? Look at my skin. It's all clean." "Touch it. Go ahead. You can touch it."
"I didn't need lotion or anything."
Yeah. Jesus is like, "Man, I gave this guy one thing to do. I told him one thing to do. You had one job, sir." And to think about the fact that people still knew how to find Jesus after that. Jesus was hanging out in places where no one else was. He was in deserted places. And people are like, "Oh, that's Jesus. I know it is. That's him over there. Let's go. Let's go to him." And he's like, where do I have to go to not be seen? Apparently, when you're Jesus Christ, people are going to find you.
Yeah.
That's And let's be honest, if you were cured of like an incurable illness by someone, I'm pretty sure you would tell everyone. You would not be able to contain yourself. You'd be jumping up and down. Anything else stick out to you in the?
No, I think you summarized it pretty well, and that's why I like going to church. You know, because sometimes I feel walking out of that mass, especially on like Christmas Eve, midnight mass. You walk out of it, you feel charged up. You can't wait to tell your family about it, and just the amazing experience you had at mass.
Yeah, because
it's hard when you feel that joy to contain it.
Absolutely, and that's why I love being Catholic. Because we experience Christ in the Eucharist, and you get like if you truly believe in the truth that is the Eucharist, Christ enters your being, and the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit, and the Son are in you in that, and through the Eucharist, you experience Christ, and in that Mass, in the celebration of the Mass, that's what you're celebrating. It's just awesome. If you think about it, it's just awesome. Through the celebration of the Mass, Christ comes down and enters the bread and the wine, and it becomes his body and his blood. It is not a symbol. It is actually him, and it's just amazing. That's why I love being Catholic, because that's what we have. That's what Christ gave us. That's what he sacrificed himself for. And to think that he walked among us and he cured people of things like leprosy, that's just awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's why he's so worthy of praise. And that's why we go on Sunday. And that's why I believe this. And that's why I do youth ministry. Mm-hmm. Because I want our young people to get as jazzed up as I am right now. Like, that's what I want.
And the big takeaway from that, too, is a lot of times we think, oh, you know, because of my sin, I'm too far away from forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm too screwed up. I'm you know, this or that, but looking at this story and what he was able to do with leprosy,
you're
never too far gone.
No, just amazing. So, music.
Yes, well, this ties in pretty well because there's a couple new songs and there's some new albums being released. Right now, Johnny Diaz, who did that song Breathe and More Beautiful You, he's got a new song out called Joy.
Okay.
And that's starting to get more up there on the charts. If you're into his music, you'll love his song Joy. Very catchy, very poppy, and kind of like it. I kind of when I hear it, I think of those iPod commercials back in the day with the silhouettes,
and they're just dancing around.
I hope no one was seeing that on Facebook Live because I just looked like a chicken.
Don't worry, they'll watch it later.
Just a fun song, fun to dance to. Johnny Diaz and Joy. Also a new one from the Newsboys. They have a new song called Crazy.
Okay.
And that's off of their album Love Riot. And I like the Newsboys. I love Michael Tate's voice. Sometimes the singles that they release, I'm like, oh, that's okay. Or, oh, that's a really good song. This is one of the really good songs.
Okay.
For albums that are coming out this weekend, we're seeing new music from Danny Gokey.
Okay.
He was on American Idol a couple of years ago, and he's now releasing his second album. Fun album, got some pop, also has some gospel going on.
Okay.
And then KJ52 has his independent rap album coming out next week.
Awesome, and, he's very good.
He's got a song that he does with Chris August on that album as well.
Sweet.
So it's fan-funded and highly anticipated.
Fantastic. Awesome. Yeah. So our saint of the day is an interesting story. Saint Bartholomew Alvarez was a Jesuit priest, and he was out spreading the gospel, and he was captured. And because he was Catholic, he was killed. And because he was a martyr, we know he is a saint. Anyone who dies for their faith in spite of everything, never turns away from God. We know you're in heaven. That's pretty much how that works. And so just to think that he knew what was going to happen. He went to an area where he knew religious persecution was taking place. And he did it anyway. You think, I don't know that I'm strong enough to do that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that's what we're called to do. We're called to bring light to the darkness. We're called to bring Jesus to the world. You think you'd be able to do that?
I think I see you do that a lot. I mean, between the youth groups and the confirmation class and the kids that walk out of your classroom.
Yeah, but I'm not at threat of losing my life.
That's true.
You know, yeah.
I don't know, there are some angry kids that come into the program.
Yeah, I mean, that's very true. Yeah. I mean, we do throw cookies and stuff, yeah. And there are some pretty outlandish activities we do. So,
I've
meet and greet activities also. Yeah,
I've seen you climb that ladder to drop containers with eggs in them.
Yeah, yeah. So, I guess that's true.
Dizzy just looking up at the ladder.
But yeah, I just mean if you knew the area you were going into, you know, needed Christ. But there's people there who are willing to kill to stop Christ from entering there. I don't know. I don't know if I'd be able to do it. Something to think about. Because a great man once did that. St. Bartholomew Alvarez, a Jesuit martyr, our saint the other day. So, awesome.
Very good.
Not a good transition, but... News
Actually,
of the weird times.
Oh,
okay.
Because this involves a saint.
Oh, all right.
So, little segue there. So, for our news of the weird, I found two articles, and I thought, well, why not start off the year strong with two articles on the news of the weird. So, the first one, starting off, just a little warm-up laugh for you.
Yeah.
So, this woman in Brazil, her name's Donna Neely, she received a little figurine as a gift from her boyfriend one year. And for years, she prayed before it. It was a Saint Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least that's what she assumed it was. She prayed to it every night before going to sleep.
Okay.
And then one day, I think it was one of her grandchildren, came walking and looked at it and said, "That is Saint Anthony always have long hair like down to his shoulders?" And so they did a little Google search. They were looking up St. Anthony, and all the paintings had either, you know, short hair or balding in the center.
Okay.
So that's when they realized that the doll was Elrond from Lord of the Rings.
No
the
way.
Elf Elrond.
What? How do you get that wrong?
So just a picture of...
No, that can't actually be real.
The grandmother laughed so hard for that, and apparently still does today.
Yeah.
And then they got her a real figurine of St. Anthony.
That can't be the real figurine she was asking for prayers from. St. Anthony, pray for me. Unbelievable.
So that's the first one. The second one is about travel and expense management firm Certify. And they have released for 2016 the weirdest expenses that people have tried to push off on their places of work.
Oh, from 2016.
From 2016.
All right.
And try to get reimbursed for it.
Yep, go ahead.
That includes the vice president of marketing for this one company, and they even go as far as say what got approved and what didn't.
Okay.
But vice president of marketing rented a llama for a photo shoot.
All right.
For $150.
I mean, all right.
And they said because the photographer wanted a llama in the picture. That was approved.
That was for marketing purposes.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
All right. And it's only $150.
$150.
Yeah.
That was approved.
Yes.
Travel manager for networking purposes tried to get reimbursed for a Match.com subscription, $30 a month. That was denied.
Wait a minute, what? A Match.com?
Match.com subscription for networking purposes. This is a travel manager.
Yeah, okay. All right. I see why that was denied, yes.
Right. The vice president of finance of this one company, for a customer picnic, tried to rent a bagpipe player for $250. That was denied.
So for the company picnic, the music he wanted to go with was bagpipes. Oh, I mean, it sets a mood.
Maybe it was, the Irish American Club or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, but okay. So imagine yourself trying to eat at a picnic, and there's a person playing bagpipes there. Yeah. I mean, I don't see that going well.
So,
I understand. Well, also, why that was denied.
Yeah. Now this is. Some people at my office think this might be the most outlandish. Business coach for relationship development went with client entertainment bottle service in Las Vegas, $28,000. That was approved.
Where? But what was the company? What do they do?
The person was the business coach for this company.
I wonder how many people went to this workshop, coaching, whatever. $28,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's most people's salary. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Outstanding. The CEO for this one company tried to get reimbursed for tires for his personal car. And that was $5,000.
What kind of tires? $5,000?
$5,000. And he says, I thought tires should be expensed. That was denied.
What? Okay. I mean, I guess if you're trying to say your car, you use it a lot for business, you could try to expense your tires when you need new tires. My thing is where is he buying tires from that they are $5,000? You are literally talking over $1,000 a tire.
Right.
Because there are four tires on most cars. Yeah. I don't know what kind of vehicle he's driving.
Maybe he got a spare.
I'm pretty sure it's not an 18-wheeler. If he's the CEO, his personal vehicle is probably not a tractor trailer.
So another outlandish one. For a tailgating party, because a customer was attending, the VP of administration tried to get reimbursed for $1,100. And that was approved.
What? These expenses are crazy. What are you getting for $1,100 at tailgating?
Very, very long hot dogs, maybe a grill, all the charcoal bags.
Yeah.
maybe they had to rent facilities. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, you bought new cornhole boards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's weird. Tickets.
Chief operating officer for a retiring client president ordered personalized bobbleheads for $250. That was approved.
Personally, was.
I don't know if it's for the individual workers or if it was all for the retiring client president.
He just got a bunch of bobbleheads of himself. Yeah, hey, to celebrate
Do this today?
Yeah.
You decide, depending on how the head bounces.
That's going to be my new marketing campaign. I'm just going to get bobbleheads of me and send them out.
Bacon as a head?
Yeah. No, just me with the beard, with a bacon shirt on.
Holding a plate of bacon.
Yeah, I do have a bacon suit shirt, so that would be good.
You could have a plate of bacon in one hand and the Bible in the other.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be great.
A project director for a creation of staff award ordered a bag of wax lips for $6.36. That was approved.
Well, I mean, it's $6.36. Yeah, I can't imagine how that would get denied.
Now, this is my favorite. This treasurer thought this would be overlooked and approved. It was not. This gentleman or lady tried to get his or her loss at the horse track covered because it cost $2,100.
Wait a minute. So this person went to the horse track, made a $2,000 bet.
Yeah.
And lost.
Lost. And went, oh, I'll just get
home. I'm just going to submit this receipt. What was he trying to say it was?
Yeah.
What was he trying to say that they were actually doing? That doesn't mean... That's horrendous. Hey, I just have this expense. You know, it was market research.
Yeah.
We work... Testing how fast.
By the way, I networked with some people on Match.com.
So, yeah,
so
yeah.
If you could come with that, too. Trying to certify those were the craziest.
We do work for a company that tests how fast horses can run, right? No, we don't do that. Yeah. Oh, well, oh, okay. I guess I was wrong.
By the way, can I get my tires reimbursed? $5,000.
Yeah, listen, just because you're, I guess, not thrifty enough to get less expensive tires. Wow, the things people we'll try to expense. You know, moral of that story is just be honest.
Yeah.
You know, and try to be a little more fiscally responsible with your expenses. Well, thank you for the laugh, as always, with the news of the weird. That's our podcast for today. Hope that you enjoyed it. Send us any suggestions that you have for topics coming up. And again, always remember to send us some smiles. Send us some things that make you laugh, make you smile. We'd love to see it on social media. Keep it coming. Let's see it. As always, thank you all so much for listening. We really appreciate it. We love you all. Keep smiling, and God bless.
And speaking of social media, we now have a Facebook page.
Facebook Live.
So if you'd like to connect with us that way, facebook.com/BaconSmilesMinistry.
Awesome. Thanks. Again, keep smiling. God bless.